Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Playmakers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, speaker, coach, trainer, and master at helping clients grow their business through success skills, leadership development, sales, time management, customer service, communication skills, and behavior change. He's helped generate millions in sales for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. And Playmakers Talk Show is all about CEOs and business owners who have found success with their business and with themselves. We have a couple of interesting guests today. Our first is Karen Hughes, and Karen is the president and CEO of Vogel Alcove. Now, Vogel Alcove is a nonprofit organization providing child care and social services for homeless children in Dallas. Under Karen's tenure, Vogel Alcove's 2012, last year, their arts performance event, which we will be talking about for this year in a few moments, they raised half the organization's budget, and it was most successful in its history, and they raised $2.6 million for the homeless children of Dallas. And for the last 25 years, Vogel Alcove has provided free, quality child development services for Dallas's youngest victims of poverty, homeless children between the ages of 6 weeks to 5 years old. That's a lot. Karen, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. This is an organization that I'm sure you keep promoting all the time, but tell us a little bit in a nutshell what Vogel Alcove is all about.
Well, we've been around for 25 years, and the original founders looked to see what the gap is in serving homeless families and really realized it was childcare. And in fact, 25 years later, the gap still is child care. The shelters and the programs working with homeless families can't do what they need to do with these families if there's nowhere for the children to go during the day. And so Vogel Alcove collaborates with over 19 affiliate shelters throughout the city, and they send us their children during the day while their parents are either working or in school or working in the shelter program to get their lives back on track.
Well, how bad a situation is it here in Dallas?
Well, I wish I could say it's getting better, but it's not. Over the last 2 years, family homelessness has actually increased in Dallas County. And while chronic homelessness seems to be going down, a lot of work has been put into that with the bridge and other programs. But family homelessness is on the rise.
Well, you have a number of organizations that you tie in with. Who are some of those, or which ones are involved?
Well, they could be emergency shelters, and those could be programs like Dallas Life, Family Gateway, Austin Street Shelter, or they could be domestic violence programs, Genesis, New Beginnings in Plano, or they could be transitional housing programs, Interfaith Housing, Shared Housing, Housing Crisis Center. Also, Family Gateway has transitional housing, so those are just some of our partners.
These are children that are not yet ready to go to formal school.
Yes, in the 6 weeks to age five.
So you're taking them in, providing something for them to do. It sounds like there's some learning involved that they get involved with, too.
Absolutely. A lot of people, even if they know about Vogel Alcove, they think it's just child care, but it's really anything but just child care. Our children come in. It's an early childhood program. We're open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are an NAYC accredited facility, and that really means that we meet the highest standards for early childhood programming in the country. But we also provide developmental services for our children. Homeless children have about a 80 to 90% chance of being delayed. So we screen them all and then give them, if they need it, on-site speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. We also offer health services, so we have a relationship with Parkland. They're parked outside our doors twice a week with the Parkland Homes van to give medical care to our families, as well as the dental van. And then we have a wraparound services for our families. So we have a family support division that is in charge of our mental health program, because that's a very big emphasis on us. Our children are in trauma. They continue to be in trauma. So the mental health services we offer are very important in the classrooms. And we also provide family case management for the parents. While they may get case management at their shelters, we wrap ourselves around them and help them as what's it like to be a parent and be homeless. I'm a parent myself, and I just can't imagine doing that and also being homeless.
So it sounds like you also have a lot of education tied in for the parents. My guess is there's also transportation involved, too, to get the parents or the children back together again in the morning and in the evening.
We also do, yes, there is parent training as part of it, and we also provide parent resources. So we have a huge annex that literally is filled by the generosity of the Dallas community. We get donations every single day. And so any mom can walk in at any time and get diapers, wipes, formula, baby food, socks, underwear, hats, coats, whatever they need for them. And all of that is donated by the Dallas community. We also, transportation, we don't actually provide some of the shelters. I didn't mention Salvation Army is one of our affiliates. Salvation Army does transport their children to us. Some of the families drive, they have cars, and some of them, we have a DART bus that stops right in front. So unfortunately, many of our families are on several DART buses every morning and every afternoon to get to our facility. And then people from like Dallas Life and some in the community can actually walk to our facility.
Well, you're some 20 plus years old.
Yeah, 26 now.
There must have been a tremendous need for this. I mean, 26 years ago, things have changed in Dallas, but I'm sure back in those days that there was a need back then, too.
Absolutely.
Apparently, and it's even mushroomed and grown over the years for
you.
Yes,
and it's in a really unique program. In fact, if you look across the country, and even in Dallas, Vogel is the only organization providing exactly what we do, and that's 100% of our children are homeless. They're coming from shelter programs, and then the wraparound type comprehensive services that we offer. And you can look across the country and probably wouldn't find a dozen programs like Vogel Alcove.
So you've put all these together in one package.
Absolutely.
Must have taken a long time to begin to put those together.
Exactly. So originally it started with just childcare, and then we've added the whole social service component to the organization.
So really Dallas is unique in having a program like this.
Absolutely.
Most cities don't have it this intensive.
In fact, one of our donors, when we were interviewing some donors recently, said, if we didn't have Vogel Alcove in Dallas, we would just have to build one because it is a very unique program and really hits a very important need in the community.
Have other cities come to Dallas to take a look at what you're doing to replicate that for their city?
We've gone to conferences and actually shared what we do. We've had some organizations come. Mainly who's looking at Vogel Alcove right now are the outlying suburbs of Dallas. Unfortunately, a lot of times people didn't think, well, the homeless population is a Dallas population. It is no longer the case. Homeless numbers in Collin County alone have skyrocketed in the last couple of years. And right now there's nothing comparable to Vogel Alcove in Collin County or some of our outlying areas. So we're talking to them right now and trying to brainstorm with them of how we can, you know, expand services to meet those needs as well.
How do these parents find out about Vogel Alcove? Is it word of mouth from somebody else, or is there some way that they're finding out about it and finding out where to go?
They find out through their shelters, because their shelters refer them to us. We also have relationship with Head Start, because we do get some Head Start funding. So Head Start also of Dallas also gives us some or sends us some children, but most of them still live in one of the shelters. And then we also have a good relationship with Dallas ISD and their homeless department. And so if they find a family comes into them, then they also can send us the referral.
So you're bringing people in on a regular basis, and you said this has grown, unfortunately, over the 26
yes.
years.
There's usually 25 to 40 on the waiting list every single day. I think this week it's like 15, but that's unusual. But they're coming. It's a very transient population. So the same day I'm getting new kids, other children are leaving because it's very transient. The average child stays with us between 6 to 12 months.
And how many do you have at any one time on average?
115. We can take 115 right now.
Do most of your staff is a volunteer or is it paid?
They're all paid.
They're all paid?
But we actually use 600 volunteers. That's the great thing about Vogel. About 600 volunteers were there last year, but we use them in enrichment ways. So We have a great grandparent program. So we have 10 great grandparents, and they come once a week at least and are in the classroom with the kids. We also have a classroom buddy program for people that want to come once a week and actually work in the classroom. We have a go with the flow program. If you can't commit to once a week, then you can come and just go with the flow that day. But we have a lot of corporate groups that come and support us. Just in this April month, we had about 20 people from Fossil came down and did a kite flying activity with the kids. Allstate came down and did an Easter egg hunt. So every month there's another different corporate group. Yum Brands has recently adopted one of our classes, and they come once a month and give birthday parties to the kids in the class.
Oh, that's great. Well, with the ages of the children, I'm sure a lot of your volunteers just come and are with them. They might just be holding them if they're younger children, mm-hmm. reading a story to them. Nothing major as far as being involved, but just being there for them.
Yes, absolutely.
Like as the grandparents.
Exactly.
We're talking with Karen Hughes. Karen is the CEO and president of Vogel Alcove. You can check out their website at vogelalcove.org. We're going to take a break, but before we break, I want to let you know you need to come back and listen to what their arts performance event is. Sarah McLaughlin is going to be on stage. We'll talk more about it when we come back right after this.
News and information in the morning. News and information in the afternoon. The best way to start and end your day. We help you get to work and back home with KLAF Right Now Traffic on the 5s.
At 5, 15, 25, 35, 45, and 55 past the hour.
Weather each morning with meteorologist Brad Barton. And in the afternoon from News 8. What's up with your money? Wall Street Journal reports at 20 and 50 past the hour.
Sports at 23 and 53 after the hour.
And of course, news updates at least 4 times an hour every 15 minutes. News and information in the morning and the afternoon. KLAF.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
Investors, this message is for you. I'm Spencer McGowan, host of Net Worth Radio, each and every week, Saturday morning 7 to 8 and Sundays 3 to 4. Is somebody trying to scare you into buying an annuity? You need to know that a lot of annuities have penalties over 10%. We're wealth management experts and handle nearly every financial choice, from insured tax-free municipal bonds to CDs, and yes, annuities too. Come get a second opinion before you tie that money up at 214-720-4400. We scour the interest rate markets each and every day for safety, income that can make the difference in our clients' retirements. Get all your options before you make an emotional decision. 214-720-4400 or go to networthradio.com.
McGowan Group Asset Management, utilizing Bank of New York Pershing for custody. Spire Securities member FINRA, SIPC.
Get a real plan from experts in safety and income. 214-720-4400, networthradio.com.
Attention golfers, keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region, and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to the Playmakers Talk Show. Again, I'm Steve Klein, and our first guest this afternoon is Karen Hughes, and Karen is a CEO and president of Vogel Alcove. We've been talking about how much of a need there is for an organization like Vogel Alcove to take care of the children of the homeless. And Karen's been telling us about how much you need to raise money to take care of them. So this is an ongoing need. You're always looking for money coming in as donations.
Absolutely. We have a $4 million budget. And a lot of people assume, well, you must get a lot of money from government sources. Out of that money, we get some money from HUD, we get some money from Head Start, and we get some money from the city. But all of that money doesn't total more than $500,000 of that $4 million budget. So we really literally raise $3.6 million a year.
And your budget keeps going up each year?
Absolutely.
Not only increase in cost, but increase in number of children and parents that you need to work with.
Exactly.
Your main event, though, is coming up, and that's going to be in about a week or so. That'll be on the 22nd of April. Tell us about that.
Well, our arts performance event is the largest event that we do. It raises just about half of our revenue. We bring in a performer. This year, it's Sarah McLachlan, and we've actually also are having about 55 members of the symphony join her on stage because she's going to do her symphony tour for us. It's at the Meyerson. And it is preceded by a reception, a sponsor reception, dinner reception, in the lobby of the Meyerson prior to that. And it'll be about 2,000 people that come to that concert.
Wow, that's a big event. That'll start at 8 o'clock. That's
the
a
concert,
Monday night.
The concert begins at 8 o'clock. Sponsor reception begins at 5:45.
So get there early if for no other reason to find a place to park, because
yes,
people are also leaving downtown too. And that show, again, is going to be at the Meyerson. That'll be Monday, April 22nd. The show actually begins at 8 o'clock. It's hosted by Gloria Campos of WFAA. So it sounds like it'll be a great event. And this has obviously brought a lot of income in for you in the previous years.
Yes, and there's still performance-only tickets available. We can also sell sponsorships still. So information about this is all on our website, and there's a click-through to the AT&T box office to buy tickets.
And again, that website is Vogel, V-O-G-E-L, Alcove, A-L-C-O-V-E.org, and all the information is there. But there's also something coming up called Coffee with the Kids. What's that all about?
Well, one of the things we found was that a lot of people don't know about Vogel Alcove. And so I go out in the community and speak. My staff's out in the community. Board members have friends and colleagues. And so what we've set up is a one-time every month that is a standing invitation for the Dallas community to come in and see what Vogel Alcove does. And so we're having our very first one this Thursday, April the 11th at 8:30. And then it will be every second Thursday of the month. Anyone can come and just take a tour of the school. You really can't understand what we do till you can actually look in the eyes of the kids and realize that what really is happening at Vogel Alcove. So we invite anyone to come down for a tour. You can RSVP by calling our main number and come down and see what we're doing.
And that RSVP number is 214-368-8686. But you can always go to the website and get it again there. As I'm thinking and hearing about what you had to say and thinking about all the school systems in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're almost a school system unto yourself, but for younger children.
Absolutely. We're an early childhood program.
And you're giving – matter of fact, I'm willing to bet that you're giving some of these kids things that some kids that do have families that can be at home that they're not getting.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity for these children to go beyond, even if they're not – totally homeless. They're learning something. They have an education they're getting from Vogel Alcove.
Well, one of the things I like to say is that our kids are homeless, but they're not hopeless. And it's because of what happens at Vogel Alcove.
And your staff, I'm sure, is just so outgoing to them. They want to give as much as they can.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, I'm sure that they're the ones that they would prefer, they'd probably do this for nothing if there wasn't any money available because they want to help the kids so much.
It was striking to me. We had a mom's panel the other day and for some of our donors. And one of the moms said, you know, it doesn't ever matter how bad it is. No one at Vogel Alcove ever lets you walk out the door crying.
That's great. So these kids really are getting a tremendous education for them. Have you had, over the years, we're looking at 25-plus years, 26 years, have you ever had any children come back to you or any parents come back after they found jobs, the kids grew up, and told you stories of what happened as a result of Vocal Alcove?
We actually have. Again, it is a transient population, so we kind of have to wait for them to come back and find us. But actually, recently, we have one person on our board that was a previous client, actually about 20 years ago. Her child was 8 months at the time. He's now just graduated and is in college. And we actually are doing an internship program for high school seniors, high school students this summer. And I was just reviewing applications, and one of the high school seniors said that she was at Vogel Alcove. Not long ago, we had a little girl that just showed up in the lobby. She's like 8 years old. And her uncle said, I don't know why, but she always wants to come by here. And I decided to stop. And well, the teachers immediately recognized her, and she had been there when she was a toddler. And so we had a person, a nurse, come in the other day and was working with the kids and doing some tests. And then she told us that as a child, she was there. So there are those people out there, but you know, it's a part of a journey that many people don't want to revisit, but we really enjoyed hearing the stories of where our families end up.
Over the last few years, I'm sure you had a lot of families come in as the recession happened, and a lot of families were out of work. And it's an experience for these children to come in and a positive experience in a negative time for them.
Yes, and it is very much so. And I think the thing that I try to get across to people is, people have a stereotype of homelessness, that it's a single guy standing on the side of the road with a cardboard sign. The average homeless person in the city of Dallas today is a single mom, age 22, with two children under the age of 6. Those are the kids we serve, and that is not the vision that people get when they hear homelessness.
So there is a tremendous need, which is one of the reasons why there's a need for you to go to the website. There's a number of opportunities you have on your website, too. I'm looking at them right now. Classroom Buddies, Story Times, Mothers Offering Mother Support. So if someone would like to donate money or time, you want them to give you a call.
Absolutely. And we have volunteer orientations twice a month. So we encourage people to go on the website and contact our director of volunteers.
I can't think of any better way for time or money to be given than to take care of these kids. They're at that molding stage where they could go either way. And you're giving them the opportunity to go in a positive direction rather than a negative direction.
Absolutely.
Have you looked at other organizations that are also nonprofit in the Dallas area or in the country and look for things that they're doing and brought those into Vocal Alcove too as positives to help these kids?
One of the newest things that we've are involved in is the mental health program. It's a program out of Vanderbilt, and it's really a classroom program of training our teachers. And actually, there's a program very similar to Vocal Alcove in Boston, and we heard that they were implementing it and then found out about it. And then I sent about 6 staff to Florida 2 weeks ago. And so that's one piece that we're bringing back or that we are starting new and bringing into the classroom is this new, it's called the Pyramid Model, and it's about the mental health of the kids.
Karen Hughes, the CEO and president of Vogel Alcove. Karen, thank you very much for being with us. And one more time, tell everybody about your event again on April 22nd.
It is our largest fundraiser. It's with Sarah McLaughlin. And I also want to thank our co-chairs, because our co-chairs are Peter Knog, he's with AT&T, Paul Eisman, who's with Elan USA, and Joel Allison, who's the CEO of Baylor Healthcare. And they've helped us raise the money this year for our performance arts event. So a big thank you to them, as well as our other many, many corporate sponsors in town. And we'd love to have you join us on April 22nd at the Meyerson to hear Sarah McLaughlin and help homeless kids have a chance to soar.
Karen Hughes, thank you very much. Again, you can always check out their website, which is vogelalcove.org. We have another guest. He'll be coming up. He's going to talk about something we normally don't do on the radio, and that's a video. Stay with us. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Be right back.
KLIF News and Information in the Afternoon
with Kurt Gilchrist.
Monday. A trademark is a very important thing for business. It's a way to protect your image and find something that's truly your own. But what if your business trademarks something that's typically used as an insult? We'll talk about a curious case from here in Texas. Also, the gun control debate gets started in the Senate. That's Monday, 3 to 6, right here on KLIF.
The Senate could vote as soon as Wednesday on extended background checks for gun purchases. The vote expected to be close. Republican Senator Jeff Sessions says current laws need to be enforced.
The President of the United States has allowed
each year he's been here, the prosecutions of gun cases to go down. I was a federal prosecutor. Yep. I prosecuted those. He needs to prosecute the laws that we have today. They've declined every year since President Bush left office.
Sessions on ABC's This Week, Republican Susan Collins is now expressing her support for the bill. It's Monday morning in North Korea, and the country is marking the 101st birthday of founder Kim Il-sung. There was a meeting with the Korean People's Party Sunday, still no rocket launch from the North. A woman buried beneath 5 feet of snow in the mountains east of Seattle has died, and a man is still missing after a pair of spring avalanches. At the movies, 42, the Jackie Robinson story, earning an estimated $27 million this weekend. Brad Wheeless, ABC News.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
Radio stations employ more than just DJs, and right now, Cumulus Radio Dallas is hiring for a full-time position in our business office. If you have at least an associate's degree in accounting or equivalent, listen up. We need somebody with business office skills, accounting and billing background, month-end reporting, and customer interaction experience. If you can do all this and work closely with our sales team on a daily basis, go to dfwradio.com for a list of job duties and see how to apply. Cumulus Radio, a drug-free workplace, equal opportunity employer. Applicants must be eligible to work in the U.S. Find out more at dfwradio.com.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Playmakers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, speaker, coach, trainer, and master at helping clients grow their business through success skills, leadership development, sales, time management, customer service, communication skills, and behavior change. He's helped generate millions in sales for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. Our second guest and this segment is Stan Hayes. Now, Stan is the founder and CEO of a company called Crystal Video Production. What they do is provide turnkey production services for marketing, training, and even commercials. Now, following 12 years of producing live performance in the choral and vocal music arena on the high school and college levels, Stan founded Crystal Video Production 27 years ago, and he saw the opportunity to distribute television programs on videotape for direct marketing purposes. So, Stan Hayes, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
Tell us in a quick nutshell, I'm looking at your website, which is crystalproductiongroup.com, but in a nutshell, what you do for companies.
we put their television, we put their story on television.
So you take what they're doing, develop the video, put it on
tells,
TV.
It tells what they do, how they do it, how well they do it, and who they've done it for, which happens to be five steps of the Dale Carnegie sales course out of seven.
Now, I was going through your website, and there's a number of things on the website about marketing, training, commercials. But within the website, you have the top 10 reasons to use online video production and website video production. I wasn't aware of how video is really booming on the internet. And that is a way to draw people to your site and also cause people to buy.
Exactly. 27 years ago, we were aware that the 18 to 21-year-old who might have an influence on buying was already media-driven by the video games. 27 years later, the majority of those folks own the companies, so we're saturated. Forrester Research and also Google concurs that, as we know, the number one goal for having your website is to be listed on page one when someone does a research or a search. When only one video is on the website, you're 52 times more likely to be listed on page one. That's astounding.
And that's the SEO search engine optimization that'll pull you up
right,
by having the video on there.
Right. And only 2% of searchers will go to page two. Google does such a good job. So 98% of the time, they're going to find their vendors on page one.
So you're causing people to become better, or companies to be better known, just because of having video on the website.
Exactly. Easier to find.
Now, not only that, you're also doing commercials for companies too. Has that become a larger part of your business, or is internet overtaking what you do on TV?
The last 3 years, internet has overwhelmed us. We still periodically will do commercials for clients, particularly nonprofits, 15, 30-second, and 60-second PSAs. And, of course, they still want on their website because that's their greatest distribution.
Now, there's some statistics I've seen, and I can't quote any of them because I don't remember what they are, but it says that there's an optimal amount of time for a video on a website. I've heard a minute, a couple of minutes. Is there a specific amount of time for the length of the video on a website, or does that just depend on what product or service is being offered?
There's different categories. In the social media world, we know that someone's going to hang up in 15 seconds. So you've got to grab their attention, but that's social media. If a person, this again is a Google statistic, a person goes to a website and stays there an average of 60 seconds. If a video is on there, they'll stay on your website for an average of 3.5 minutes.
Wow, big difference.
350% greater. And, of course, the more effective communication, we look more at who the market is. So if I have a client that only has 500 customers, they might watch an in-depth video for 10 or 15 minutes. If they have a much broader market, usually about 3 minutes is where we keep it. But my parameter is, and I tell the client, everything in our communication, my response is always going to be, no problem, piece of cake, let's go. The only thing they're going to see me push back on is the shorter the script, the better. If I can tell your story in 3 minutes and 9 seconds, that's what we're going to do. And hopefully finish just a little bit before the viewer is oversaturated.
Well, you look, watch TV, and they're 30 and 60 seconds, so you want to be as short and to the point as quickly as you can. This is something that other companies do. What makes your business stand out, Stan? Well, how is your business different than other companies that do video production?
The vast majority of my cohorts are what I call video dudes and dudettes. Nothing wrong with that, except that their complete focus is the beauty of the picture. So many of them want to be Hollywood directors and feature film producers. They're not focused on what the client is focused on. My client wants that training piece to train. They want that marketing piece to make money. And it takes a whole lot more to do that. You're dealing with television. Average American knows more about my product and my service than any product or service that they could consume. And the reason is this. You and I are not the average American, so we don't count. But the average American watches an average of 47 hours and 22 minutes of best money can buy, highest quality television every 7 days. That's longer than they spend at work. They don't really know if it's bad shooting, bad lighting, bad editing, or a bad storyline, but they do know just to push the clicker and go next. And so the challenge is to keep that attention. If we're not, a vendor is not doing that on a daily basis, they're going to stay out of touch with why a client buys a product or a service. I've had the opportunity to work with small, medium, and extremely large businesses, and the privilege to work with CEOs, presidents, VPs of marketing of small, medium, and large companies. I've learned a lot about selling and marketing. That has to come to the table too. It's not just scripting, shooting, and editing. And when someone looks at a price and goes, wow, that's, you know, we'll just go at the lower price. Well, that's great. You just wasted somebody's time. Chances are, every single piece, I don't care if I do 10 pieces for a company in a 2-year period, every piece turns out to be very different because the purpose, the market is different, and we sharpen that as sharp as a number 2 pencil possibly can be.
Well, everybody is almost in the same business as you're in. I'm sitting at my computer right here while we're on the show, and I have a camera on my computer. I'm holding up my phone right now. I have a video camera on my cell phone. Anybody can do video. I can shoot right here. I can videotape what I'm doing, and I can get it on the website immediately. So why use Crystal Production Services?
We can script it, shoot it, and edit it. That really is the easy part. We get into the head of our client and find out who they're talking to, what the result is, and then bring the experience and the expertise to tell that story in a way that is going to be effective to the customer. Consumers buy based on feeling, and they justify their purchase with logic. So much video is produced with a bunch of logical statements. That doesn't work. We have to get to the feeling, and we research that. We do that, and I've threatened to make a list of at least 50 different things that we do in the background, whether it's the way the camera moves, how close the interview is, how quickly it's cut, how long or short the interview is. That's what makes a difference. And all the little bitty things make it go from good to excellent.
And actually, a great video, and I do watch a little bit of TV, and I watch a number of programs where they use multiple cameras, but a good video is such that it's so good you don't know what just happened. The process kind of blends in with everything. And my guess is that's what you're an expert at.
Exactly. Graduate school teacher, teaching about producing. At that time in 81, we learned how to produce multi-projector slideshows. What a headache and what a difficulty. But he showed us two pieces, and one looked really complicated, and the other was seamless. He said, here's the point. If it looks complicated, it was slammed together. If it was seamless, there was a lot of work put into it. And that is our effort with my editors. Their number one rule is do absolutely nothing that a person can ever ask a question in their mind, like what was that or what happened or this, that, and the other. My greatest test when I usually work with one or two people within the organization, and then when we finish the piece, they show it to their bosses and other people. And I tell the people I'm working with, do not tell them how long this is. And my number one test for me is once showing a 6-minute piece, I say to them, how long did that feel? If I get a 3 to 3.5 to 4 minute feel, I have been successful. And I say 6, and they go, no way. Yeah, and you watch it again, you're going to see things that you didn't see before, just like a good movie.
So it's a matter of getting people into it. And time doesn't matter anymore. We're going to talk more about video with Stan Hayes, the CEO of Crystal Production Group. Stay with us. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We'll be back right after this. Attention golfers, keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region, and only a handful of camps camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th Annual Benefit Golf Tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, Motel 6 is making impossible bucket lists possible. Have you always dreamed of doing a triathlon, climbing a mountain, or cycling across America? Well, if any of those are on your bucket list, Motel 6 can help make them more possible, if not less painful. We have over 1,100 locations in North America, all saving you more for what you travel for, like a good massage and some salve. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back. You're listening to Playmakers Talk Show, and as you heard, I am Steve Klein. Our guest for this segment is Stan Hayes, and Stan is the CEO of Crystal Production Group. Stan was telling us a lot about, in the previous segment, about what video production is all about, but a question that just came to my mind as I was listening to you, Stan, is to do what you do, you need to be awfully detail-oriented. Is that correct? As you put it all together.
Absolutely. And that, in a sense, comes natural, but also training. My first training and degree is vocal music education. The way that I'm wired is that I can see the big picture and the details all at once. Now, there's medication for that, I think, and I used to assume that everyone could do that, but when I began producing live performance for 12 years and we're in a staffing meeting and someone would say, well, let's put a tree right here, and I'd say, no, in the third act, the microphone's going to be there. No, it's not. Well, yes, it is, and we would research that. I can see all of that at once. So that helps on the producing side. It also helps on building the show and on the concept side, because I think far ahead to say, well, if we say this, the viewer thinks that. If this shot is here and the whole order, and if I think about it too much, I go crazy.
So you're acting as producer, director, scriptwriter, editor, everything.
The director, yes. I don't do the editing and I don't do the script writing, but my fingerprints are all over everything that's there, because I am in the producer position, number one, to set up who is best to be there to work on that project. No different than, I guess one way to describe it is I'm a general contractor, like building a house. I have built several Taj Mahals, so I can build your 3-bedroom, 2-bath house pretty easily now. However, I'm not only the general contractor, but I'm the architect. Yes, I would, as a contractor, hire a bricklayer. But the difference in what I do as a producer is that you're lucky if your general contractor shows up once every 3 days to check the brickwork. I am there for every brick laid. And as a result, again, my fingerprints are all over it. I am the only liaison between the technical people and the clients. And so, yes, I direct them, and it comes out just like creating an oil painting. It comes out looking like I know that they want it to look.
So this is your baby, no matter whether you actually physically did the editing or not, you're overseeing it, making sure everything is done correctly.
Correct. And many times I'm sitting over the shoulder of the editor and directing that.
God help that editor if they do something wrong with Stan looking over his shoulder. Stan has a couple of ways that he goes about marketing his product, his services. And if someone gets a hold of you, Stan, either via your website or your phone number, and what is your phone number?
972-701-0780.
And they can contact you. You have a couple of specific specials if they do get a hold of you. What will you do for a business or client as far as a package that you can put together for them?
I'll tell you the reason first that we designed this. Our industry, as it should be, every project is custom bid, because if someone gives me a 6-page script and someone else says, oh, at night, there's another $2,500 to make daylight look like dark. And so we have to be very careful when we're quoting pricing. But because the power and the need of video on websites has really come down to every single business that has a website, I began to realize that when I would talk to a client, they were gun shy. They'd heard prices like $5, $10, $20, $30, $50, $100,000 budgets, which I have done plenty of those before. And many times they won't even want to talk about it. And so I thought, all right, here's what a website needs. Let's do 3 interviews of satisfied customers, give an opportunity for a CEO to talk, and then let's shoot a little what we call B-roll shots within the office and give a feel for what they look like. And, okay, I can do those in a half a day, which is 5 hours, or I can do the same thing for an expanded group of 6 interviews, a little more B-roll. And so I created 2 packages that not only include that, but the scripting, the voiceover, the music, and all of the editing. And I've had clients respond tremendously to this because they've said, well, sure, I can do that for that. Now, how about this? Oh, that's an extra couple of hundred here and there. So then we can build on it. So it gives them a comfort level. Number one, they know what they're going to get, instead of most of us as artists go, well, let me think about it and work on the budget. And then secondly, they feel more comfort that when they add something, they can see, okay, well, that makes sense. So it helps them to understand more of our business and gives them a comfort level.
I was on a website a few weeks ago, and I was watching the video of the individual who owns the company. And it was simply a video where he was being interviewed with an off-camera announcer. It was so well done, I didn't want to stop watching. It must have been 4 or 5 minutes long. As you're working with your clients, I'm sure that's what you're working for too. You want to, as you talked about before, the emotion, you want to pull people in so they stay with it, regardless of exactly how it's put together.
Right. I spend a lot of time, almost, I don't dare say we're an ad agency, but almost like an ad agency, of spending a lot of time to find out what the client wants to communicate, but more so what the needs and desires that demand on the other side is of the consumer. And we're going to go down that punch list and we're going to hit every single one of them. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, people buy based on feeling and they justify their purchase with logic. We're going for the feeling. There are times, particularly nonprofit organizations, where I say, here's a meter scale of 1 to 10. How far can I go in making people cry? And that's nothing more than putting people on camera and getting their stories and allowing them to communicate their feelings.
You've been doing this for 27 years. You've had ups, you've had downs, and yes, you don't look that old, Stan. He just went, oh. But tell me something that's happened in these last 27 years that really led to your success, because you didn't wake up all of a sudden one morning and you started doing what you're doing right now. I mean, it was a progression over the years. What specifically really helped you become successful with what you're doing?
Perseverance. Constantly being aware of what's changing, and something about getting older makes it harder to change. But just simply paying attention, listening to my customers, whether I agreed with what they liked or didn't like about the product or the service, just continually being willing to pay attention to that and listen to them. And also, there is a creative side of me. I do know how to sing hour and a half solo concerts. And as a result, my creativity with the programs also enters into creativity of being able to market.
How did you move from being a singer to video? Stan is, by the way, for those that don't have video on this radio, Stan is thinking this through. You can see the see everything going on in his brain.
Which 15 things do I say first? My training, yes, I had to learn how to sing. And at the same time, my expertise and passion is not only teaching people how to sing, but in groups called choirs, which is why I spent 26 years in the Dallas Symphony Chorus. When teaching that, you have to show your wares about every 6 or 8 weeks, and so that forced me into producing live performance. I really cut my teeth when my very first job at a college was teaching in a college in Miami, where I produced 5 2-hour-a-night each year performances where we had solos, duets, trios, quartets, large groups, choir presentations, even to the point of Miami Marine Stadium on a barge and so forth. So when I saw the production industry, I thought, live performances, you get one chance per note per night. There's no re-scripting, reshooting, re-editing, or making somebody look like they're in chocolate. So this has been very easy for me, and that's why the shift.
Stan Hayes, CEO of Crystal Production Group. Stan, thank you very much for being with us. How does someone get a hold of you again? Your website is?
Crystal, which is C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, production, which is singular, group.com.
CrystalProductionGroup.com. And if they'd like to call you, that number is?
972-701-0780.
And I want to thank both our guests for being on the show today. Karen Hughes, President and CEO of Vogel Alcove, and Stan Hayes, CEO of Crystal Production Group. Remember, you can always get podcasts of our previous shows at PlaymakersTalkShow.com. I'm Steve Klein. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back again next week. CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to PDCChange.com. That's PDCChange.com, and let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013. Attention golfers! Keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
KLIF Dallas and KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth.